It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we'd like to thank our sponsors, as usual, Artistry by Annette and SeatSitters.com. And we just had my niece's wedding over the weekend. And I went to see Annette on Friday to get a facial. And I felt so much better because I knew my skin was glowing. My makeup went. It didn't take me all day to put on my makeup for the wedding. I was happy with all the pictures that got taken during the day. Like, I am so happy with this hydrofacial that she does, and it's like that vampire facial that the celebrities get, but they come away looking. Looks like they got blood all over their faces, and there's downtime. The nice thing about the hydrofacial is there's no downtime. They use nano needle technology, so you could go to work right after. You could go to a meeting. You could go to a wedding the next day, just like I did. You want to call Annette and book yours today, 248-980-6235. All new clients get 20% off their first treatment. That's 248-980-6235. And you can always find information about all our sponsors on our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com.
You know, I have to say, I've gotten some facials, and I'm going back to Annette this Wednesday. And I have to say, I think my skin has never, like, at night in the morning, it's, like, glowing. And I've never had that.
Your skin right now looks amazing.
Yeah, I've never had that. So whatever she's doing, it really works.
It does really work. We're both very happy
very
with it.
Happy.
We're not lying.
No.
I hope we get through today's show looking as good as we feel right now.
Right.
I have a feeling we're not.
We're talking about pets today.
And we just lost a pet 2 days ago. We had our cat, Chucky, who was 19 and a half, and older than my son, had been in the family longer than my son.
See, and that's crazy because, you know, when you think about that and you think about bringing the cat home for the first time and how your son has been, that cat's been part of your son's life his entire life.
Yeah, and that's what he said yesterday. So we had a little service for him, and we buried him, and we all spoke about our favorite Chucky stories, and my son said, you know, he was in the house before I was. And then, of course, I told the story of when my son was diagnosed with allergies, and the allergist asked, do you have pets? And I said, yeah, we have two cats. Could be at two then. And he said, well, you might want to think about getting rid of them. I'm like, well, they were here first.
Right. Like, yeah, sorry.
I'm afraid the boy will have to go.
Right.
And so it was a couple weeks ago, we noticed, I mean, he's been old. He's been a cranky old man for years. And so my daughter's almost 24. So 6 years ago when she went to college, we knew the cat was old. Mm-hmm. You know, he was, 13 and a half then? That's getting up there for an animal. And so our whole thing was, we got to get this cat through her freshman year. Because if he dies in her freshman year, because it was really her cat.
Right.
She's going to be devastated. And he survived, of course. And then when she went on semester at sea and she was gone for 3 months and, like, we really had very little contact with her, we're like, nothing can happen to the cat while she's gone.
Right, right.
And then senior year was like, well, he's just got to get through senior year, you know. And he kept making
this cat persevered through all of this.
He kept making all these milestones. Well, and so now she lives in Minneapolis. And whether you believe in this or not, I don't know if you do, but I believe that 2 weeks ago we took the cat to the vet, and the vet said, we can't even get blood from him. You know, he's 19 and a half. He wouldn't let us take blood. We don't try to. Cats this age and with his health conditions can give themselves like a heart attack or a stroke if they get too stressed. So they do, like, we're not going to take the blood. They gave him a shot of antibiotics and said, you know, take him home. We hope this helps. We are going to have to talk about quality of life soon. And I knew my daughter was coming home this weekend for a family wedding. And I, of course, was just like, so we told her, and she was, you know, upset, of course. And I swear that cat hung on for her to come home, because he's always been her cat. And sure enough, because he's been very, very peaceful, very quiet, very peaceful this whole 2 weeks. And then Saturday morning. She got in Friday night. Saturday morning, I got up and my husband was already up and he said, he's whimpering. And we'd not heard him do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. And he couldn't use his back legs by then. Mm-hmm. And so we woke up my daughter and her boyfriend and we're like, we're taking him to the vet. And they were wonderful. I can't say enough good things about them. They were just amazing. But I swear the cat, he had not whimpered at all the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Very peaceful, very agreeable, very went along. The only thing was he would not, I mean, and this is, he's 19 and a half and we're like, okay, he finally gave up the dry food. So we, of course, bought him can after can
right.
after can. Of course, you're an old man. He probably doesn't have any teeth left.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, I know he waited for her. And then he got there and she got there. And then he was like, okay. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's, how do you, because this is my thing. I'm like, did we wait too long? Did
right.
we do it too soon? And like, you always second guess your decisions.
Yeah.
How do you ever know?
No. And that's what that's what I was going to ask you. You know, when you wonder, am I being selfish?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to put the pet down, you know, and they can't really tell you if they're suffering, you know. And
yes.
So like right now, my oldest dog is 13 and it's a Weinreimer. So that's like a,
That's like a long time. For a,
yeah.
for a, what I don't know, you call it like a specialized dog. What do you call them? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Specialized dog?
Like a specialist. You know what I mean? Like not a mutt.
A purebred?
Yes.
Yes.
That was the word I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Specialized, you know.
Yes.
He's got a career.
Yeah. He's specialized. He does our taxes. Or she does our taxes. Yeah. But she's had this thing where, first of all, she used to develop all these fatty deposits. And some of them would get so big. So we, you know, but when she was like, you know, 10 or 11, you're like, do I do surgery on a 10 or 11 year old dog?
But exactly.
The one on her back was getting so big. It was literally like, it's either going to, I mean, it was bigger than a softball. It was bad. So we did it then and it, you know, got removed and she got through the surgery just fine and everything was great. And then now she's developed this thing where she keeps getting, her entire half of her face looks so swollen, you can't believe it. And she can't eat and she's drooling all the time. And we take her and every time we take her to the vet, they make us take her to the emergency vet. And then they do all these tests and everything because they want to say she has cancer, but all the tests come back that she doesn't have cancer and they can't figure out what's wrong with her. And then they act like, you know, that we should do more tests because maybe there's, you know, if we do take a specimen from her liver, that's the only way we could see if she has liver cancer. I mean, it just keeps growing and growing. And
that's frustrating.
It is frustrating. At one point, my husband said, well, what would we do if she did have cancer at this point? I mean, there's nothing you
exactly.
can do. And so they said, and this was like probably 6 months ago, they're like, so you just want to treat her like she's in hospice? And we're like, hospice? She doesn't even have cancer. I mean, you can't find anything on these tests. Maybe it's just an infection, right? Well, sure enough, they gave her this medication. Swelling goes down. She's back to normal. Now, in the last 6 months, this has happened like two or three times. So recently it happened, and I called the vet, and I said, listen, she's 13. It's really hard to get her in and out of the car at this point. Just her back legs are bad, and
well,
I don't
exactly.
want to hurt her.
And you don't want to keep taking him to the
no.
vet. That's no fun for them.
No,
I mean,
terrible.
Not fun, but they don't enjoy being
in
the car.
No.
No.
So I said, is there any chance you could just prescribe the medication, and I could try it? It's not like it's some, you know, really some
it's not like they're
drug.
Giving your dog yeah. oxycodone
that
or something.
People, yeah, I said, can I just try it? And so I give her the medicine. Immediately, the swelling goes down. She looks great. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. And my husband said, oh, I really thought this time was it. And I said, nope, she's a trooper. Well, it lasted like literally 2 days. And now it's all back again. And she, you know, so like you said, you went and got, you know, your kit. Canned food and everything. I mean, we're going to Costco and getting that already cooked rotisserie chicken, not the rotisserie, but the one they cut up and it's in the cold section.
Yeah.
And we're just feeding her chicken because she seemed to like that. And the same thing. She's old.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hoping when I'm old, they're going to let me eat whatever I want. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? So I'm just going to let her eat. I'm not going to worry about, well, now she's not eating. And so this morning, my husband actually had to carry her down the stairs for the first time. So right now she's actually at the vet again, but now we're taking her to a different vet because it's been so many times at the same vet. And it's like what you know, it's like, am I being selfish? Because I'm sitting here praying. They don't say it's the time, but it's going to be the time.
At the same time. Yes. And you don't know. They can't tell you if they're in pain. Like, I have always, I'm very pragmatic, I think, about my pets. Like, mm-hmm. I'm very, like, my cats were indoor, outdoor. Because I'm like, they're wild animals. Like, they want to, they loved being outdoors.
Yeah.
They loved, loved, loved it. They would, my one cat, Chucky, he would disappear for days at a time.
Oh, wow.
Yes. He always came back. We knew where his bread was buttered.
Right.
But, like, one time he disappeared because we'd gone away for a long weekend, and we had one of the neighbors coming in to, like, feed the cats and, you know, get the mail. And we told him, the cats can go out. If they don't come back, don't worry about it. Don't you feel guilty. The cats always come back.
Right.
So, of course, Chucky did not come back. And our neighbor felt terrible. And we're like, no, we told you he always comes back. Well, he didn't come back the next day. And then I started to worry, like, uh-oh, maybe something did happen, because I did have a cat disappear once. And I was like, oh, no. And then 2 days and then 3 days. And my daughter was 8 or 9 then, and this was her cat, and she's getting very upset. So it's like 3 days later. I'm out for a walk. I'm pushing the baby in the stroller, and I'm down this little cul-de-sac in my neighborhood, and I see my cat walking across somebody's yard.
What?
And I'm like, hey, we're home now. Like, get your butt home. Everybody's worried about you.
See, that's the difference between a cat parent and a dog parent. If my dog was missing for even a day, you just think the worst, because they don't, like, kind of just hang out for 3 days somewhere and then all of a sudden return, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But we had, so one time, Lucy, that's the dog I'm talking about, funniest thing happened with us. So she had an invisible fence. Mm-hmm. So pretty much once they're used to where that boundary is, they don't cross it, right?
Yeah.
Well, one day, my mother-in-law was over, my kids, they were in the family room, and I went upstairs to take a shower, and someone had let Lucy outside. Well, they could, because she had the invisible fence. And when I got done taking a shower and getting ready, I came back downstairs, and Lucy's there, and she's, you know, sitting there with us, and all of a sudden I get a knock on the door, and it's this guy that I've never seen before, but apparently lives in our neighborhood, and he's in. My dog's following me to the door, barking at him, and he said, well, your neighbor called me and told me to come tell you your dog's run away. And I said, my dog's run away. My dog's right here. And this poor guy looked like, I don't know what's like. He thought this is like some weird prank. It didn't look like a guy who had a good sense of humor. So he was like mortified.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I don't really know what you're talking about. And he's like, I don't know. Your neighbor called and told me to run over here. You know, she saw your dog listed on Nextdoor, the website.
Oh, yeah.
Nextdoor or whatever. So I was like, well, that's crazy, because here's my dog. But thank you so much. And he, you know, shut the door. I go back in the family room, and I just look at my phone. I pull up the app Nextdoor. And I kid you not, in that hour I was in the shower, they had let her outside, apparently. She broke through the invisible fence, went to someone's house. Someone had the time to post a picture saying that this dog is out and it must be missing because it looks malnourished. So I gave it a meal, right? And I'm like, malnourished? That's the way these breeds look.
They're very skinny.
She's very well fed, thank you. And so I'm thinking, what an adventure she had. She got out, went a few doors down, had another meal, came back. The whole time I'm in the shower, no one knows that she even went and had this little trip. How many times has she been doing this, right? So now I'm like feeling so bad that I made this guy. I wasn't purposely trying to make him feel bad, but I was like, don't know what you're talking about.
He's probably still doubting it. Like,
right.
What?
Never, like, doing what she says again.
The dog was there. Like, what happened?
But then I called my neighbor. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much for being on top of that. Because I didn't use Nextdoor like that back then. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, where you get the alerts of a dog missing or whatever. I didn't have my thing set. I would have never have seen that had that guy not come over and said that. But
you reminded me, my old cat, who this, like, from 25 years ago, my cat Barney. And when my husband and I, we got married, we were living in a condo, and we moved to a house, and we got a kitten to keep Barney company. And within weeks, Barney had disappeared. I still don't think he ran away, because he was a very happy cat, and we'd had many adventures together. However, there was a lot of construction going on in I think a construction worker took him home, because he was such a friendly cat. But he also, so my cat's gone for like a week. Every day I'm on my bike with a picture of my cat.
Yeah.
And I ride through all these different neighborhoods surrounding my house. Like, I do a 1.5 mile radius. And I kid you not, anytime I saw somebody outside, I would stop and say, hi, we just moved in a couple weeks ago. This is my cat. He's disappeared. Have you seen him? everybody had a story about my cat.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody's like, oh yeah, that cat used to come over every Tuesday and I would set out milk for it.
Wait, it's like that Flat Stanley. Everyone's got a picture with your cat.
Yes. And it was like, oh yeah, that cat used to come over every day and it would sit under the window that my cat sits in and kind of flirt with her. And then like everybody I stopped had a story about my cat.
I can't believe you haven't written a book called The Adventures of Barney yet.
I really should.
You should. That's so funny. Well, I have, so I have two other dogs. One's 1 year old and one's 2 years old.
Yeah.
1 year old and 2 years old. And the one is scared of his own shadow. I would never think he would leave to go anywhere. And he loves to like lay in the sun. So yesterday I was, you know, downstairs and I saw him just out, like I left the screen door open to the patio and he was just laying on in the sun. And I even took a picture of him, like how cute. The other dog was, you know, laying on the couch and Lucy was laying near the couch. And I went upstairs for a minute. And I was up there helping my husband and son move some stuff around. Well, all of a sudden we heard this knock on the door, to which, you know how it is nowadays when someone knocks on your door and you're not expecting them?
Yeah.
You know, you're like, hide, someone's at the door.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Exactly,
everybody
100%.
Down.
And in fact, I brought that up to my son yesterday. I'm like, now see, back in the old days, people would be like, grab the pie and let's pour some coffee. Instead, I was like, I immediately said, I hate when people do this. And he goes, do what? And I go, come over unexpected. Like, who's at the door, you know? Well, it was some woman with my little Boston Terrier, Gus, saying, I just found Gus out in the front. And when I was walking, I saw him come out from your driveway. So I figured it was this house he belonged to. I was like, what? Gus is like this, the least one I would have expected. He's like so scared of every little noise and sound. I think he'd never want to venture out of his like little area. But we don't have a fence set up yet in the new house.
So Gus is not a traveler?
No, no. So he will be now much more monitored when he's outside. No more freedom for Gus right now.
Oh, poor Gus. But speaking of traveling,
yes.
We should talk about
our other sponsor.
Yeah.
Seatsitters.com. You know how everyone wants to stay healthy by eating right and exercising?
Mm-hmm.
We all take our vitamins, our probiotics, everything new that comes out nowadays. It's like, give me some of that. Well, why don't we do the things that are kind of right in front of our eyes? Protect ourselves from germs. And when we fly, there's so many germs on planes because the poor flight attendants don't have the time and
the
manpower.
The last person gets off the plane and then the next people start getting on. That's
gets
not
right
getting
on.
Cleaned.
And that's exactly why Seat Sitters came to be. The person who invented this was, you know, noticing that people get sick after flying or, you know, when they return from a trip or when they're on vacation, they're sick. And 9 times out of 10, people want to blame it on the germs on the airplane. So that's how Seat Sitters Travel Kit came to be. It was created for clean, healthy travel. The kit comes with a seat cover or tray table cover, 2 sanitary wipes, an allergy mask. And if you have a nut allergy, it also has a no nut sticker inside. For under $20 per kit, you can fly healthy. So don't spend another vacation with a sick family member or get back from a great vacation and become sick. Order your Seat Sitters kit today at seatsitters.com. That's seatsitters.com.
Did you see that picture, speaking of traveling? Somebody was going through, they were getting ready to get into one of those airport scanner things, holding this huge, like this gigantic cat. And the cat did not look happy about getting in the scanner.
Really?
And I didn't know if it was like, what do they call it? Comfort animals?
Oh, therapy.
Therapy animals that people can take like on planes or in restaurants or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's so interesting. Like if you go to Europe, everyone takes their pets everywhere.
Everywhere. We were at a dinner. We talk about this all the time in Europe. We are always like, if we ever move, we should go to Europe because we love our dogs so much. Sitting at the table.
Yeah.
Like one of those little boutique dogs. Sitting at the table at the restaurant its own chair.
Yes. And it's like on Real Housewives.
Yes.
What's her name?
Lisa. Lisa Vanderpump has, what's it? It's G-I-G-G-Y is the dog's name.
Jiggy.
Jiggy. Yes. Thank you.
Because it's short for Jiggalo.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah, that dog's always like at the, like he's sitting on the table eating like out of a crystal dish.
Exactly. I want to be Lisa Vanderpump's dog in another life.
No kidding.
But, you know, I think something that we have to talk about is also, I think what gives people a hard time, and I can't, the cost when you're at the vet.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you sit there, and when you have to weigh out, you know, it's such a gut-wrenching decision all the time. You know, the bills get so high when they want to start doing this and that, and then you're like, $2,000, you know, but is there any guarantee? Because they always say, there's no guarantee.
I know.
And I remember being with my other dog, who died fairly young for a golden retriever. She was just turned 8. And she was having all these stomach issues, and we kept taking her, and they wanted to do ultrasounds. They wanted to cut her open. They thought maybe she had a sock in her, all this stuff. And I went to this one vet, and I will never forget, I was in the room, and they looked over and they said, okay, we're going to come back with 2 estimates and we'll go from there. And I called my husband. I go, 2 estimates? I mean, what is one estimate? You're like, this one will save her, and this one, you know, keep your fingers crossed. I mean, like, how do you estimate what we're going to do? And I was like, and at that time I was like, there's, you know, because she was younger, I mean, I have to do whatever I can to save her, you know, so I'm going to go for the best chance that they give me, you know? And in that case, we ended up finding out that, the person that we had taken care of my son at the time was feeding her McDonald's hamburgers. And you can't do that. Golden retrievers have very, very sensitive stomachs. You can't even give them table scraps. And basically the vet just said, that's what did it. Her whole, you know, system just was compromised.
Oh, that's terrible.
And it was terrible. And so, but I sat there and I was like, and now with Lucy, every time we go, it's like, oh, this is going to be, you know, $500. This is going to be $500, you know. And then now it's to the point where, like I said, they wanted to like do a biopsy on her liver. And it was like, but what are we finding from this? Like, so if she has cancer, we're just going to, there's nothing we can do to cure. So we'll just treat her as if, you know, we watch her and we monitor her and make sure she's not in too much pain. And
to me, that's the hardest part of being a pet owner, because, and I've always said this, because if it's a human who needs to have a surgery for something or needs to rest to recover, anytime the vet says, okay, we're going to do this, and then your pet's going to need to have to rest to recover, I'm like, how am I going to make?
Right.
How am I going to make a wild animal relax?
Right.
Like, there's just no way.
No.
Even, you know, even a pet, you can't do that.
Right.
And they can't tell you if they're in pain. So that to me has always been my litmus test, except there was a time Chucky got an infection in his tail and they basically had to put a hole in his tail, and they did surgery to remove the infection, and it had a hole because it had to like air out the infection or whatever. So it was like a little plastic tube through his hole. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay, so he needs to be kept like in a small place and still. And I'm like, well, and I had just gone back to work like months before. Mm-hmm. My husband worked, the kids were in school. So I put him in the laundry room thinking it's the smallest place in the house.
Yeah.
And he had the cone on, you know. I got home from work. It looked like a crime scene.
Oh my gosh.
In my laundry room.
Oh Lord.
Like he'd gotten the cone off.
Well, the cone was going to drive him insane.
Like, and he'd gotten the plastic thing out of his tail. And
oh Lord.
I was like seriously looking for the chalk mark outline of somebody who'd gotten killed in there. And I took him back to the vet and they're like, well, we have to redo the surgery. And at that point, I'm like, okay, but you're keeping him this time in one of your tiny little cages, because I don't have that at home, and I don't have 24/7
care. Yep.
But that was the one time I think I felt let down, like when I was like, how I would have had to sit there. I would have had to find a small cage for him.
Yeah.
I guess you keep dogs in those, but still, he would have got it out anyway.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, animals are very smart.
Yes.
And those cones, like I called you like 2 months ago. I was like, I think I have a new invention. You know, I want to invent something different for these cones, because I think it's so, you know, there has to be a better way. Because also, I don't know about, you know, your cat, but my dog, well, they don't have that sense of their
space.
So all they do is bump into all the cabinets and the sides of the walls.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know what I mean? And you feel terrible for them. And then, and just like with, you know, your cat, they're always saying, don't let the dog jump on the couch. Don't let the dog walk upstairs. I'm like, how is that even possible?
Exactly.
It's what they do every day of their life.
I know. What are you supposed to? Okay. Remember, no stairs until you're better.
Exactly. But, you know, when going back to that, when you watch that show, Animal Planet or whatever, and they do the ones where the people have to make the decisions on, you know, and I can't ever watch it because all I'm doing is bawling
either.
The entire time.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I have to choose, you know, my family just doesn't have this money. And I just wish that could be. And I know there's like some kind of insurances out there.
There is. I had pet insurance.
Did you?
For a couple of years. Of course.
Is it really a good thing?
No.
Okay. See, that's what I thought
I
heard.
I didn't need it.
Okay.
Of course. And then I let it go. And anyway, if you're coming up to, if you're dealing with this, we hope we made you feel a little better. If not, thank you for indulging our stories about our pets. And
and we'd love to see, you know, send a picture of your pet.
Yes, I'm going to post a picture. My daughter posted some beautiful pictures of Chucky when he passed. I'll post one.
And I'll give you some pictures and we'll post them.
Of Lucy, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And good luck to you with your pets. And we would love to see some pictures. Please post them on our Facebook
page. Give them an extra hug today.
Yes, for us who don't have our pets anymore. And we will see you next week. Thanks for listening.